Glory to God. Most of what I was going to say has been said. Oh, did I steal your message last week? Well, Grace and I was led to believe today that I was doing nothing. Ray was going to share something, and Grace was going to share something, and I was just going to play my guitar. And then I got told or asked that, you know, can I share something? So I said, okay. And so in my times of pondering and just what I felt the Lord give me, I just want to maybe just tie together and then take on a further extension as well. I'm going to start from where we just finished. A pit. The question, what was in the pit? In 1 Chronicles chapter 11 and verse 22. I love this verse of scripture. Benaniah, the son of Jedidiah, went down and slew a lion in a pit on a snowy day.
Yeah.
I never forget that. I always see the picture of the snowy day, because when you think you're in the Middle East, you don't expect to be thinking about snow, do you? And I always imagine this, the snowy day, and I see this lion in the pit, and Benaniah goes in and he kills this lion with his bare hands. He was a man that was anointed by God. He was one of David's mighty men. He was appointed and anointed. Are you appointed?
I am.
Are you anointed?
I am.
Or slay the lion in a pit on a snowy day. The worst day. You don't want to go out when it's snowing.
No.
You want to stay in. Slay the lion in the pit on a snowy day. And whatever the lion is, as has been said earlier on, that is troubling you, slay the thing.
Amen.
Kill it.
Amen.
And let Jesus be glorified. Let God be glorified in our lives. I wanted to speak on faith. And Ray's already started the message of faith. I hear people ask me, particularly in Teen Challenge, what is faith? How can you have faith in a God that you can't see? It's a big challenging question. We can't see Him because He's spirit.
Yeah.
And we're flesh.
Yeah.
If you turn to Genesis chapter 2, chapter 1, in verse 27 first of all. And God created mankind in His own image. In the image of God. God is not a body. And God is not a mind.
No.
But God is spirit.
Praise God.
And so God created mankind in His own image. What is God's image? Spirit. It's not you when you look in a mirror. God is spirit. And God created him male and female. Well, first of all, He created male in His own image. He says in chapter 2 and verse 7, then God formed man of dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living being. The thing that gave life to this flesh and blood, the thing that gave life to this dust,
yes,
was the Spirit of God.
Amen.
We're encouraged in the Word to have faith in God. What the translation should say is, have the faith of God.
Amen.
There's a difference. Having faith in a God and having the faith of God.
Amen. Yeah.
Jesus had faith.
Yeah.
He didn't have his own faith. He had the faith
Amen.
Of God, his Heavenly Father.
That's
why he did great miracles. Signs, wonders and miracles were done in the name of Jesus Christ because he had the faith of God. And the very faith of God, the very life of God, created life on this very earth that we live on this day.
Amen.
He created the universe and everything that is in it. The other night Star Trek was on TV. One of the things that always intrigues me with this science fiction that you always see on TV, all the aliens are ugly. And the aliens come out of our imagination,
yeah.
Do they not?
Yeah.
How is it that the imagination of man appears, of sinful man, let's put it that way, the imagination of sinful man can only create or imagine and draw ugly creatures.
Yeah.
Ugly forms of humanity. Does anybody know why? Obviously it must come from the sinful nature of mankind. Because when God looked at his creation, he said, it is good. It is very good. God was delighted with his creation. Today I took a walk down the garden and fed my fish in the fish pond. And the birds were dancing around and fetching food. And I just went and stood in the bushes, quietly hiding there, just watching the birds going backwards and forwards. And suddenly, a blue butterfly flitted by me. Usually they go by and dash off. And it came back. And it came out and came back again and it sat on a leaf. And I looked at it and I went closer and closer and closer until I could nearly touch it. And it didn't fly away. It just sat there on this leaf. And I was admiring the beauty and the magnificence of this creation of what God had created. And he did it for my pleasure. For my joy. And I took pleasure in it.
Amen.
I took joy in it. In fact, do you know what I did? I went and got my camera. And I went and it was still there when I went back. And I went and took a few photographs. And I thought, wow. So I went back. I had my breakfast. And I thought, I ought to really try my camera on the tripod. It really would be better. So I went and got the tripod, went and got the camera, went back down the garden, and there it was, still in the same place, still on the same leaf, as if it was like, come on then, just have a look at me. Aren't I beautiful? And I thought, yeah, God has created this beauty for me. And people say, there is no God. God breathed his life. God breathed his spirit into Adam. Then problems come along. Verse 17 of chapter 2 of Genesis. Verse 16 says, and the Lord commanded the man, saying, from any tree of the garden you may freely eat, but from of the tree of knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For the day that you eat it, you shall surely die.
Yeah.
We know the story as we move along a little bit further. But suddenly, one day, many days maybe after, or maybe could have been many years, after Adam and Eve were in relationship with their Heavenly Father, that God would come each and every day in the cool of the evening, as we know, and he would seek out Adam and Eve and he would sit down with them. And he talked to them. He said, "What have you been doing today? What's been happening? How's things going?" And they were building, they had this relationship, this communication. So many Christians don't talk to their Heavenly Father only when they're in trouble. It's called panic management. It's not faith. We don't walk by sight, we walk by faith. We don't walk by feelings, we walk by faith. The centurion that we were told about, a very rich man, he built a synagogue for the people. He was very influential. He'd worshipped many gods. But he knew, as was said this day, that he was probably one of the centurions who maybe when there were 5,000 plus women and children listening to Jesus, he might have been there on that day when that little boy was brought with 5 loaves and 2 fishes and Jesus began to break them and fed 5,000 men plus women and children with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. How did he do it? He did it by faith in God his Father. That's how he did it. You can imagine the centurion stood at a distance watching what was going on. Aghast at what he'd seen. Even more aghast when they collected up afterwards the rewards for the boy. 12 baskets full. When he started, we didn't have 1 basket full. When he'd finished, he had 12 baskets full. That's faith. That's faith. What little you have, you give to God, and with that, God multiplies it. The word says, "Pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall God give unto you." But first you have to release it. You have to activate your faith and cause your faith to begin to release God's blessings into your own life. But it's about a personal walk. It's about a relationship of knowing Him. It's not just about purely giving. It's about having a relationship, a one-to-one with God Himself. Amen. People would say in some churches, "Oh, you're blaspheming now. How can you think you can talk to God?" The Word of God says, "Come boldly into my throne room." Come boldly. And you can only come boldly when you have Jesus in your life. When you look like Jesus. When you have a relationship with Jesus and the Heavenly Father. Then you come boldly in and He says, "Come in, my son." And by faith we enter into the presence of God. So Adam and Eve, every day God came and visited them in the garden. They had a great time. And then one day, the deceiver, Lucifer, worship leader, "Look at me. Aren't I a good singer? Aren't I a good musician? Aren't we a great band? You know? We want all the praise and all the glory, so you better start by now, you know." And he thinks, "I need to deal with this Adam man." He goes into the garden and he finds the woman. He just asks a question. But in the question, he sows the seed of doubt. That's all it is. Seed of doubt. Hallelujah. It's chapter 3 and it's verse 4. "And the serpent said to the woman, you shall not surely die. He seen Sid, the serpent. He seen Satan. You shall not surely die. Your eyes will be opened. You will be just like God. They were already like God. They were already made in His image. They wanted for nothing. They had all that they needed. But at this time, Satan is digging a pit. He's digging a pit. And Eve took of the fruits, gave it to the man with her, and they both ate. It says their eyes were opened. What it really means, they suddenly realized how sinful, what a sinful nature they had suddenly become. They had suddenly realized that they had lost the glory.
Yeah.
Sin had robbed them of the glory of God. Because every time you come into contact with God, something of His glory is imparted into your life.
Amen.
Some people say, oh, I don't believe that. Well, every time Moses met God at the tent of meeting, something of the glory of God was imparted into Moses. Because when Moses left the tent of meetings and came back to the camp, the people said, oh, Moses! Cover your face. The Shekinah glory, the anointing of God, was on him.
Amen.
If that was happening to Moses, how much more would that have been happening to the sinless, spotless Adam and Eve at that time? That every time they met with God, the glory was there together, because He was the glory and they were part of His glory, and His glory was upon them. You looked at them and you said, they belong to Him.
Amen.
The word, we use the phrase and saying, a chip off the old block. They looked just like God. I said last week, you know, people would look at me and my sister and say, you know who their mother is. They're just like their mother. Chip off the old block. Adam and Eve were a chip of God. They looked exactly like Him. They were made in the image of God. God's intention for you and for me is that we look like Him.
Amen.
We act like Him.
Amen.
We walk like Him. We talk like Him. We have the faith of God.
Yeah.
And in having the faith of God, we see signs, wonders and miracles all done in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it is about you and I having a daily relationship with Him, day by day meeting with Him. And that when we're in a pit situation, our faith in Jesus Christ, as we confess Him as Lord and Saviour, as we worship Him and as we stay focused upon Him, will take us out of the pit and will plant our feet upon the solid rock, Christ Jesus, and we shall know life and life with an abundance. But it is faith in Christ and the faith of God that sets us free.
Amen.
Without faith, the Bible says, it is impossible to please God.
Yeah.
And when I hear Christians say they have no faith, then you are not a pleaser of God. I'm only quoting what the book says. You see, you can't take a pair of scissors and begin to cut pieces out of this book and say, oh, that's not for today. Just doesn't fit with society today. It doesn't fit with the rules of our nation anymore. Well, tough. Change the rules back.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
In Hebrews it says, Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
He will not change. If Jesus is not changing, God is not changing neither. That means we need to change. We need to align ourselves with the Word of God.
Amen.
And when we align ourselves with the Word of God, we shall see signs, wonders and miracles. Like that centurion, he aligned himself with the Word of God. He saw that even from the many teachings of his Roman gods that they'd given to him, that they worshipped, none of these things worked. Rome ruled by fear and dominance. The kingdom of God does not rule by fear.
No.
It does not rule by control.
No.
It is by love.
Yeah.
And by faith in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And in God Himself, who came to set us free, to restore us back to Himself.
Thank you, Jesus.
And it was when Jesus died upon that very cross, that when he died upon that cross, he restored the relationship. What had been cut off, the glory that had been taken from mankind, was now being restored back to mankind. So that the Shekinah glory could rest upon the people of God, and the people of God could live and have communion with God, and could stand in his presence, and could be the witness on the earth, and could be the ones who would carry the signs, the wonders and the miracles that where Jesus left off. Hallelujah. And that's where we should be. It's not about building our kingdom, it is about building the kingdom of God right now. Seek ye first the King of the kingdom and his kingdom and all his righteousness. And all these other things shall be added to you. Again, you see, it is the only thing that is going to keep you sane, the only thing that is going to keep you safe, is Jesus.
Amen.
Is Jesus. And without a relationship with him, it's 24/7.
Yeah.
24/7. And in that relationship, he gives his life. When people, when doctors and other people say things against us, oh, you know, it's not looking good. Well, from where I'm standing, it looks good. Hallelujah. In fact, from where I'm standing, it looks very good. Glory to God. Because you see, I'm standing the other side of the line. I'm standing and looking from where God's looking, and God says it's good. It is very good.
Amen.
I am not ruled by what I see, but I am ruled by the Word of God.
Amen.
I'm ruled by the Spirit of God that flows in us. And when we are ruled by the Spirit of God, it conquers our emotions. It conquers the things that stand against us, that seek to bring us down. It conquers sickness and disease. And church, we need to rise to that place. Where there is such an anointing on each and every one of us. That devils fear and tremble. The moment you lift your head off your pillow that morning, the devil says, oh God, another one's got up. When you walk in a room, sickness cowers in a corner and says, oh, my time's up, I've got to leave. I'm serious about this. I've not been playing Christianity for 45 years. I've been doing the real thing. I want to see every one of us doing the real thing.
Amen.
Not being afraid of the enemy, but saying, no, bow the knee.
Amen.
Everything, everything that has a name will bow its knee to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Cancer has a name. Kidney stones have a name.
Amen.
You know, we used ultrasound of the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. To destroy them. Praise his wonderful name. We use prayer. The ultrasound of God. It penetrates through walls, through skin, through bones, it penetrates right across the other side of the world. In fact, prayer is so powerful that it penetrates right into heaven itself. And it changes things. My God is a wonder-working God. My Jesus is a wonder-working Jesus. And he has come to set captives free. No matter what the pit is, no matter what the circumstances, he has come to set you free.
Amen.
He's come to destroy the works of the enemy. And today, we've heard two messages already. And all I've done is sewn them together a bit further and tighter and pushed us on. We need faith.
Amen.
Your faith has to begin to work. You can't use somebody else's faith all the time. You need to get your own faith and relationship in Jesus Christ. And when you have your own faith and relationship in Jesus Christ, nothing will move you. Because I am not moved by what I see. I am only moved by the Word of God. You see, if I was moved by what I see, I would not pray for a sick person ever again. You see, I'm not looking at the sick person. I'm looking at my Jesus.
Amen.
Who said, I take all your sicknesses, all your diseases, and they have been nailed to that cross. And I have died for all those sicknesses and for all those diseases. And now I have risen for all those sicknesses and all of those diseases. And I have defeated every sickness and every disease. And now you begin to walk the walk of faith and believe that I will bring that healing and that victory into your life every day.
Thank you.
Amen?
Yes. Amen.
That's the God I serve.
Amen.
That's the God I worship. That's the God I love. And without him, I have nothing. I am nothing. And I will be nothing. But the Bible says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Have the faith of God. And you'll get out of that pit. You'll rise to another level. You'll stand on the rock, Christ Jesus. And you will see mighty works being done through faith in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord be praised. Give him thanks and give him praise for his wonders to you today. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise him.
Thank you, Andrew and Helen and Ray.